Chapter 3. The next morning, Ray helped BB-8 aboard her speeder, and the pair flew off toward Nema Outpost. Along the way, she stopped to examine a few wrecks. She didn't want the extra trip to be a complete waste of time. If she found something to trade with Unkar, maybe she could even take the afternoon off and practice with her flight simulator. To Ray's delight, she uncovered a pair of inverter lifts amid a tangle of crashed speeder bikes. BB-8 kept offering to help her look, but Ray didn't want to owe the droid anything. Even if BB-8 had helped, nothing else was salvageable from the speeders. Still, the inverter lifts would fetch a decent portion from Unkar. Her dinner plans secure, Ray raced toward Nema Outpost, with BB-8 beeping chattily behind her. The brown and gray structures of Nema began to grow on the horizon, until the outpost's main archway loomed before them. Ray parked her speeder and set BB-8 gently on the ground. "All right," Ray said. "This is where we say goodbye." She grabbed her satchel with the inverter lifts inside and slung it over her shoulder. "There's a trader in Bay 3 who might be able to give you a lift wherever you're going." BB-8 simply stared up at her with his single black eye. "So, goodbye." Ray began walking toward Unkar's stall. BB-8 beeped, and Ray started to laugh. "Oh, really?" she asked. "Now you can't leave? I thought you had somewhere special to be." BB-8 replied with a sheepish-sounding beep. Ray had been teasing the little droid, but his response caught her completely off guard. "You're waiting for someone." Ray glanced over at the spaceport. Every day, whether she admitted it to herself or not, she watched the ships come and go. She waited for someone, her parents, a friend, anyone, to arrive and tell her it was over. That she didn't have to wait anymore. That someone had finally returned for her. BB-8's beeping interrupted her thoughts. "What? No, I'm not crying." Ray was furious at herself for her moment of weakness. BB-8 made a noise that sounded too much like a chuckle. "I was not," Ray insisted. BB-8 teased her all the way to Unkar's trading stall. By the time they reached his shady window, Ray was laughing at herself, too. She was still a little suspicious of the odd droid, but she was starting to like him. Ray cleaned the inverter lifts and placed them proudly in front of Unkar.
"Two inverter lifts," Unkar mused. "A quarter portion for both."
Ray couldn't believe the nerve of the old alien. "Last week they were a half portion each. You said you were looking for—"
"Conditions have changed," Unkar interrupted.